The push for independence and sovereignty continues in another rally staged by the Ansar Allah movement in Sana'a, where its supporters launched their weekly Friday demonstration. They say the revolution will continue. The protesters also condemned the U.S. and Saudi interference in their internal affairs.
We came out today to send a message to the entire world and to regional and neighboring nations that Yemen will never accept to be supervised by foreign powers. We have liberated ourselves from this. Yemen has now inherited its political independence and will never return back to the days prior to the revolution of September.
The UN has continually called on Yemen's political parties and the Ansar Allah movement to settle their disputes through peaceful negotiations. However, all dialogue efforts have so far failed. In his latest visit to Riyadh, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry blamed the Houthis for causing and sustaining the ongoing political vacuum in Yemen. This army official, however, said the U.S. Secretary of State needs to mind his own business.
We are talking to John Kerry that it is not as they said. It is a peaceful revolution. He has to understand that. We are in a peaceful revolution in Yemen, and we will control everything by ourselves. We don't need their advices.
Amid the ongoing political vacuum in Yemen, a number of foreign embassies, including the U.S. and French embassy, have closed in Sana'a and could relocate to the southern port city of Aden, where Abdurabu Mansour Hadi currently resides.
The protests come just a day after the U.N. Secretary of State John Kerry condemned what he described as a military coup in Sana'a by the Ansar Allah movement. The Houthis have responded, saying such accusations will not deter their movement from continuing their uprising against foreign meddling. Yusuf Mawri, Press TV, Sana'a.